Music from Chaos, one of the fun and exciting Getting Dressed films there by Second Hand Dance, for young people and their families, which has audio description written and presented by young people too. Rosie Heaford, Artistic Director of Second Hand Dance, joins me again here on RNIB Connect Radio to tell me a bit more about the Getting Dressed films and the audio description by young people. Hello, Rosie, and great to have you back here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thank you, Toby. It's really great to be back.
The last time you were on the station, we were chatting about the Night Tree films, which had audio description, I think, written by audio describer Jenny Cosgrove Stewart. And obviously, the Getting Dressed films have audio description, which has been written and presented by the young people with, again, I think, assistance from Jenny too. Before we talk a bit more about the Getting Dressed films, Rosie, would you mind just giving me a little bit of a reminder about Second Hand Dance and what you do?
Yes, of course. So Second Hand Dance is a dance company, and we create shows and digital experiences for children and adults. It was sort of through lockdown that we made the move into making more digital work and films, and that actually also really supported us with thinking about how access tools can be shaped and used for children and made by children for children. So we've been on a really interesting journey the last few years.
And as I've mentioned before, the Getting Dressed films are great fun and very exciting, and too, and I think may have helped me when I was a bit younger and trying to get dressed for school. Where did the idea for the Getting Dressed films come from, and why did you want to involve young people with the audio description?
So originally, back in 2017, we made a show that was called Getting Dressed, and that was really inspired by actually seeing children going to the theatre, and sometimes in young people's shows, you're asked to take your shoes and socks off. And it can just be quite funny watching adults and children trying to take their shoes and socks off in small places. And there just seemed like a huge amount of movement possibilities. So we then kind of made a show that explored the fun and the playful side of getting dressed and putting clothes on the right way, the wrong way, upside down, you know, mismatching outfits and celebrating the colour and the texture that those sort of fabrics bring. And then as lockdowns happened through 2020, like you said, we started to make digital versions of the live shows that we'd made. And so Getting Dressed films are the third show that we've done that with. And it's really not about just filming the show. It's about completely reimagining the show for the digital world and how people might watch or listen or experience that digital version. So we've made five short films of the Getting Dressed show. One is based around t-shirts, one is based around jackets, one is based around skirts. And then we have the fifth film, which is we call Chaos, which is about throwing up all the clothes into the air. And through that exploration of the previous films that we'd made, we'd worked with adult audio describers who are obviously professionally trained, but mostly know how to audio describe for an adult audience that is able to listen to quite a lot of text for quite a long period of time. And so we just started to explore what is audio description for children, and worked with Jenny and a group of seven children to explore how you describe dance. How would a nine-year-old describe the dance that they're seeing? And how would a visually impaired or blind child receive that information? So it started off as a bit of an experiment that then we took on into the Getting Dressed films and asked those young people to make the audio description for us, which was quite a big challenge, I have to say, because the films, they're short, they're 3 minutes, and they are quite action-packed. The young people voice the audio description as well, and I think they really bring a lovely energy into it.
Well, we're going to hear a very short clip from Chaos, one of the Getting Dressed films with audio description by one of the young people.
Thor wears oversized pyjamas and a gold baseball cap. Phil wears a fringed, sparkly jacket in gold, red and blue. Fuller is dressed in a blue hat and lots of yellow scarves. Ellen wears a shiny gold skirt and a bright yellow jacket with huge white puffy sleeves. Maya wears a pink tracksuit top on her legs and an orange bubble hat with pink headphones on top. They all bounce to the music. Phil jumps really high and Maya is shrugging her shoulders up and down. Their arms hang loose and floppy. Then they sway their arms out left and right.
The audio description sounded really fantastic. Rosie, what was the sort of experience like for the young people? Because obviously they got involved in the writing and the presentation and the recording of the description, which must have been a great experience for them.
Yeah, it's not an opportunity that sort of comes up much for a group of sighted children to think about what their peers who are visually impaired, what information they would want to receive about what might be happening in a film alongside all of the, you know, auditory information through the music and things. So we had to start, or Jenny had to start off, you know, just exploring what the premise of audio description is and what is needed within it. So we had a series of workshops where we explored what audio description is alongside the films that we'd created, and they sort of workshopped, you know, how do you describe someone turning? And because particularly one of the films, the Skirts films, has lots of turning in it. Turning is the main thing that happens in this film. So how many different ways can you describe turning to provide the essence and energy of the movement that's happening on the film? So we worked with them, I think it was about 6 weeks before they then refined what the description was. And mostly each child had their own film to work on, apart from Chaos, which is a bit longer. So that was with two people. So they could craft it with the support of Jenny to make their own audio description. And then we brought in someone to record their voices, which, you know, was another challenge, to think about the pacing of the work, to think about the intonation of how it happened, to keep it in the energy of the film.
Well, they all sounded really good. I've been listening to all of them and the description sounds so good. And I think that, you know, it shined really well on their presentation and the recording of it. It fits so well with the movements. And for me, you know, just, you know, not obviously being able to see the actual film, but just to listen to the description and the music, I got so much out of it. I thought they were fantastic.
Oh, that's really lovely to hear. And they're a brilliant group to work with, and I'm really excited about the possibilities of, you know, working with children to create access tools for other children that need those access tools, because I think as adults we have a different way of viewing the world, and that needs to be acknowledged.
And I also think it's great to have audio description that's written by young people for young people, because it makes it, I suppose, in a way fit more to the type of show and the audience as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the Getting Dressed films have been out and about with screenings around the country, but I think they're also available to watch online too, Rosie.
Yes, actually, there's a few different ways you can watch them throughout February. They are being screened through a venue in Portugal, the Teatro Luís Camões. I hope I pronounced that correctly. So you can go to that website to watch them, and they've got some of the translation in Portuguese as well. The University of Michigan Musical Society over in the States is also presenting them online from the 13th of February. And then a bit closer to home in the UK, the Spark Arts for Children Festival is presenting them on the 18th and the 19th of February. And that is an exciting opportunity because it's alongside a workshop that will be led by Maya Leek, one of the performers in the work. And there's different workshops that will be, some will be British Sign Language interpreted, some will be along with the audio described film and therefore have audio description within the workshop as well. So there's some really nice different accessible experiences there.
Finally, Rosie, if listeners would like to maybe find out a little bit more about secondhand dance and or your wonderful work, where is the best place for them to go to find you and maybe get in touch?
Yep, it's secondhanddance.co.uk is our website. And you can also find all of the screening information and the links to the sites on our website under the Getting Dressed films.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Rosie Heaford, Artistic Director of Secondhand Dance, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the Getting Dressed films with audio description.
Thank you, Toby. Thank you.